أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with the discussion of this ayah, Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 100. Yesterday we discussed the unity that was created between the Aus and the Khazraj that formed the Ansar, and then how they embraced the Muhajirin and how this group of Muhajirin and Ansar then took this deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to the discovered world of that particular time. This is in itself a great miracle. But then of course the Yahud Shammas ibn Qais could not see all of this, and he created the enmity between the Aus and the Khazraj, and those old wounds began to ooze once again. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about this, that the Aus and Khazraj are at loggerheads, and hence Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accompanied by a group of Muhajirin, went to them, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed them, "O people of this ummah, O party of Muslims." First, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's advice, the first advice, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, that are you inspired by the call of Jahiliyyah, that this is what you practice at the time of Jahiliyyah, and now I am still here, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you to deen, to Islam, and all of this is happening to you. I mean, what is all of this about? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on and asked them the questions. How is this possible when Allah ta'ala granted you honor by means of Islam? Over here, when you just try to analyze this for us, for our own purposes, and that is why we hear that. So it was through Islam that Allah Ta'ala had granted them honor. Today we look at it, because we Muslims, we being dishonored. And what is it? We will try to learn just now. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala rescued you. Allah Ta'ala brought you out of kufr. And then Allah Ta'ala gave you the next ni'mat, and this is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala created love between yourselves. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا. If you spend all the wealth in the world, you would not get this muhabbat that Allah Ta'ala had given amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him the question, do you wish to return to your previous condition of disbelief? When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had completed this address, their hearts began to melt, they began to cry, they began to hug each other, and in this way, they once again, this bond of unity and muhabbat was created between the Aus and the Khazraj. Now it was in the backdrop of this incident that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the verses before, and this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, إِن تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. O you who have brought iman, you are believers, the requisite of your iman is this, you should understand, you should be questioning yourself, if you obey a party from those who were given the book, more especially in this instance the Yahud, then يَرُدُّوكُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ. They will change you after you have brought iman into disbelief, into kufr. This is the most important aspect of it. That Allah Ta'ala has given us deen. Allah has given us a complete way of life. Are we going to leave this way of life? Be obedient to them. Be subservient to their whims and fancies. Then if we do that, the slightest of compromises, we are going to be moving away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah ta'ala speaks about a very burning desire in the hearts of the Ahli Kitab. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. The burning desire in the hearts of the Ahli Kitab is how they wish they could change you, turn you, make you return, renegade from your iman into kufr, And that effort started in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has never stopped, rather it intensifies. They will use every form to change us and to turn us away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala himself asked the question, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُطْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ. That how have you disbelieved, how can you disbelieve, when number one, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being recited upon you. The Quran Sharif is being recited upon you. In the time of Sahaba, it was fresh and coming down and being revealed. In our time, the Quran is in our midst. But unfortunately, we don't understand this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, wafikum rasulu, Sahaba were fortunate that in their midst was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in person, in body. In our times, we still have the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that there are two aspects that if we can look after two things, then we will preserve our deen. One is Kitabullah and the other is sunnah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. We're all searching for that Sirat-i Mustaqim. We're all searching for that straight path. This is the dua we make in every rakat of our salat. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever holds firmly onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, a person holds firmly onto his iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He holds firmly and he grips the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Then such a person has been guided to the Sirat-i Mustaqim. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us many lessons. The one lesson is that we are going to be troubled by others, but we need to stay firm on our deen. And how are we going to stay firm on our deen? On Kitabullah, this Quran Sharif, and second, the Mubarak Sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.